Jones. Per Ardua, William Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia, May 14, 1894. Jones, Oakland, California. Dear brother, I sent your letter by last Monday's mail and will now add a few lines, for I did not mention some things of which it is essential to speak. Will you please inform me how my account stands at the Pacific Press? I want to know what decision Brother Leininger is going to make in regard to my Healdsburg property. If he does not take the place, what does he propose to do? Brother Lockwood must have his interest, for he depends on it. I have just received a letter from him saying that he has drawn on my account $75. I think that Brother Lockwood has drawn on my account, but if Brother Leininger has money in the office, would it not be proper for the office to advance to Brother Lockwood the money from Brother Leininger's loan? I suggest this. If Brother Leininger desires my property, let him state the fact plainly, that I may know how to act. If he does not propose to take it, then I must know, for the money in my trust, from Brother Lockwood, calls for 7% interest. I want this interest stopped, if it can be done consistently. I wish to know if I have enough money in the office to pay the principal. Please ascertain in regard to these things, if possible. Now, in regard to the Scott note, I am in great need of the money, and I hope the matter will receive careful attention. There is much need of means here, and now is the time to work with all diligence. The persecution of two of our brethren of one of the neighboring churches, and the sentence requiring them to pay a fine or be placed in the stocks, has created such indignation in the public mind that the people are ready to hear and are calling for the reasons of our faith. This persecution has resulted for the truth rather than against it. Our brethren refused to pay the fine, and the alternative was the stocks, but the authorities have no such instruments of torture. They forced one brother to pay the fine by seizing upon his horse and cart, leaving him no chance to get home, so he had to hand over the money. The other brother has no property they can attach, and refuses to pay the fine, so here the matter stands. Brethren Daniels and Smith arrived this morning from Melbourne, and went on to Sydney after stopping off a train, in order to take breakfast with us. They go to see certain lands offered us for school and village settlement. 1,500 acres of land are offered us very cheap, but the surroundings are not what we would choose, so far as inhabitants are concerned. There is a settlement of ignorant Catholics a few miles from the land in question. Brethren Daniels and Smith report that no less than 100 have accepted the truth in and around Melbourne as a result of the camp meeting and the efforts made since. And yet much more labor is called for in Melbourne and its suburbs. Next Sunday, a grand meeting is to be held by ministers in Williamstown to expose Mrs. White. Our sentinels will be on hand. With much love to your family. Postscript. Please do nothing about settling the notes for Brother Lockwood until I hear from him what he wishes me to do in the matter.